AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the day before Veterans Day, a 96-year-old Korean War veteran is still waiting for his Purple Heart. The AP's Donna Warder has the story.
Earl Meyer remembers being injured in June 1951.
And they started dropping mortars on us, and that's when I got hit. I didn't even feel it. And my pants was sticking to my leg.
But more than 70 years later, the Minnesota man is still waiting for the U.S. Army to recognize his injury and to award him a Purple Heart Medal. Meyer says he's provided the Army with documents, but few men in his unit who would have witnessed the battle have survived.
The 7th Division chaplain came through and just talking with people, and he asked me what platoon I was from, and I told him 2nd Platoon. Oh, he said, you were lucky. There was only 4 left when you left.
An Army review board in April issued what it called a final rejection of Meyer's request for a Purple Heart, citing insufficient documentation. I'm Donna Warder.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen met with China's vice premier ahead of the APEC summit in San Francisco.
I'm confident that our discussions have also helped lay further groundwork for a productive meeting between President Biden and President Xi.
President Biden will meet with Xi Jinping next week on the sidelines at the summit. President Biden didn't go, but Vice President Kamala Harris went to South Carolina to sign up the president for the South Carolina primary in February, the Democrats' first primary of the season.
This is a fight for, not against. And it is a fight born out of our sincere and deep love for our country and understanding what is at stake.
The DNC approved a new 2024 calendar. 2 Florida sheriff's deputies remain hospitalized after surgeries for injuries they suffered when a man intentionally plowed into them with his speeding car. This is AP News. A confrontation at sea involving China and the Philippines.
Manila has charged that a Chinese Coast Guard ship and accompanying vessels conducted dangerous maneuvers and blasted a Philippine supply ship with a water cannon in disputed waters. China has responded that it acted appropriately under maritime law to defend what it says is its territory. The incident is the latest in a series of maritime confrontations between the two nations over territorial disputes that risk turning into more serious armed engagements. Tensions have risen recently as China has blocked an isolated Philippine marine outpost on 2nd Thomas Shoal, also known as Ayungin Shoal. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Suspected Islamic extremists are holding about 30 men from an ethnic group hostage after ambushing several public transport buses in central Mali. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.